With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Eagle County is joining a federal lawsuit against Juul Labs and other electronic cigarette makers. As Kristen Kay reports, the litigation argues that the manufacturers developed products that specifically target children.
One-third of Colorado teens report using tobacco, one of the highest rates in the nation. 18% of ninth graders say they've tried e-cigarettes. Jeannie McQueenie is chair of the Eagle County Board of Commissioners. She said that the lawsuit calls attention to the vaping epidemic and that the county aims to continue to educate all residents, young and old, about the risks of using e-cigarettes. Eagle County joins nearly 200 other governments, school districts, and others in suing the e-cigarette manufacturers. The multi-district lawsuit will be heard in San Francisco, where Juul is headquartered. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
A federal oversight office will look into an Interior Department's plan to relocate Bureau of Land Management jobs to Colorado and other western states. The Government Accountability Office has agreed to review the plan to move the Bureau's headquarters from Washington to Grand Junction, which would bring about 40 staff members to the western slope. Federal officials say about 300 Bureau jobs in Washington, D.C. will be redistributed to several western states, including 85 in Colorado. Local Julia Hedman teaches skiing and designs jewelry. Her work debuts at Aspen's Harvey Preston Gallery tonight. Kristen Kay has more.
In her line called Julia Marie, Hedman focuses on shapes and materials inspired by nature. She says she wants the quality of her work to stand in contrast to mass-produced jewelry.
Having a piece that you have forever and can wear every day and pass it on as an heirloom is really important to me.
Her work is on display just for tonight. Gallery owner Sam Harvey says events like this one are part of his commitment to showing work from emerging artists. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.